Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Christina Liu. On the Christina Liu Show.
I'm just super exhausted from all this Christina Liu talk. But before the break, we were mentioning KidStock, and that's another huge event that North Hempstead puts on, and that's going to be Sunday, August 21st, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park. And there's a parking fee of $10 for that one.
Okay. But that is huge.
Yes, it's huge. It's definitely, and it's, you know, it's really a fun family festival. There's music and there's entertainment, you know, that the kids and both the parents can enjoy. So I just want everyone to definitely check that out with the family. I mean, I always hear wonderful things about KidStock. It's just really,
I've gone to
the kids love it.
Three of them. And it really is.
It's just
fun.
It's fun.
They're
it
just
is.
Running
it's
around.
Just,
they're
just,
going wild, and they have a couple of different bands, I believe. Playing, but you know, stuff for the kids,
yeah.
and they know there's characters, there's everything.
Right, that's what I said. It's like a, it really is a jam-packed day. So that's August 21st from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at North Hempstead Beach Park.
Perfect.
And speaking of, you know, we were talking earlier about the different discounts that seniors have at local parks. And I also want to tell people that the town offers free parking for veterans with disabilities at Manor Haven and North Hempstead Beach Parks. This is a recent thing that Supervisor Bosworth and the town board and the Veteran Advisory Committee announced, that the parking will be free for veterans with disabilities at these two parks. So.
That was
definitely a wonderful, wonderful thing. That, and in order to qualify, residents need to show their issued VA card.
Okay. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's not going to break the bank for somebody, but it's just such a respectful
Absolutely.
Gesture.
Absolutely.
100%. Say, we care, and, you know, it's not going to keep somebody from going to something.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
There's free parking, so I'm going to go. But it's just nice that people say, guess what? You deserve it.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I mean, the especially North Hempstead, you know, with this Veterans Advisory Committee, you know, trying to connect veterans certain things. And, you know, the Project Independence now has Gail, who's a veteran social worker,
right.
is huge,
right.
You know. So it's, and what I think is amazing is that we were able to kind of reallocate things so it didn't cost any more money for Gail to provide this
right,
service.
Right.
But it's also open to those who are not just seniors. You know, it's vets of all ages.
That's important. Even though Project
Which
Independence
I want, right,
is 60
I, right,
and
exactly.
over.
I want to remind people
veteran-wise, it's any
is.
Age. You have a question, 311 and ask for Gail.
Mm-hmm.
You just came back from, you know, the Middle East.
No, and that's what it's, you know, a lot of these things are, you know, it's hard to navigate the process, you know. So it's a lot of follow-up that you have to do to get, you know, get a card or get some kind of entitlement. So Gail is available to, you know, kind of hold your hand through the process and be the person who follows up and make sure that each document that you needed is there and really just check base
right,
with
right.
these different organizations, which is hard because it can be tiring and frustrating,
oh.
you know, like navigating this alone. So that's why Gail is there. So check it out and call 311. And I think it's wonderful, all these great things that North Hempstead's doing for veterans.
Oh, yeah. You know what it is? I think that's frustrating when, even for a young vet coming back, but specifically for the seniors, when you do call with all the push buttons,
mm-hmm.
you don't know
no,
your question.
Exactly, right.
So how do you know the department?
Right.
And then when you get to that department, you actually say it into a robot, but then you have the wrong place and it kicks you to someplace else.
Absolutely.
It's very frustrating.
No, it totally gets, and that's what it is. It's really just, and you know, a lot of these things, you need to show a lot of documentation to get approved for certain things, you know, depending on what it is. So Gail's there to actually help you do that, and
right.
I think it's important, and it's free. You know, we tell people, like, why not
right.
call that and have like her help you, connect you to different
right.
things in the community, so... Definitely call 311 if you're a veteran, or if you are, you know, are the spouse of a veteran, you can call as well. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So it's
okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
No, it's definitely huge, and I encourage everyone to do so. So 311-869-6311 for anything.
Perfect.
It's really it's what it comes down to. And also recently, speaking of parks, the town broke ground on at New Alvin Petrus Park in Port Washington. That's a bit of a tongue twister. It's hard to get out. To Town North Hempstead Supervisor Judy Bosworth, Council Member Dina DiGiorgio, and other elected officials and community leaders all joined together on June 28th for this ceremony that they had. It's a 50-year-old, 1.8-acre park located on land once owned by Harbor Homes. But through the years, it's really just become overgrown and had all these, you know, it couldn't really be used for recreational purposes. So Supervisor Bosworth pledged to refurbish this park when she took office in 2014.
I remember that.
In 2015, the ownership was transferred. And now, you know, they had the ceremony where they're going to make it a really wonderful recreational space for residents of all ages. And
just even one thing to discuss with that just briefly. People don't appreciate... Like, Judy said she was going to do that park, and obviously it's being done, and she is going to do it. Things take time, unfortunately. Oh, yeah. It's just the world we live in. Just, you know, and I know, I'm sure some residents were upset. Like, I'm going to do something. Doesn't mean it can be done tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You know, just the transferring of titles and stuff like that.
Right, if you're looking exactly all that,
You know, when the legal part of it gets going.
And the fact of the matter is that, you know, Supervisor Bosworth wants to do things the right way. Right. You know, so it's like, let's just get it done right the first time and, you know, not have to worry about anything, which I think is great. And it just showed, you know, like, here, she said it in 2014, and then it's been taking steps each year. To get to this place.
But at the end, it's going to be a great park.
It's going to
be an asset
to
the town. And it'll be one, and it'll be there for years then.
Yes, absolutely. And I just think it's nice that all the community leaders, you know, are all trying to get tapped into this. So it's a wonderful thing and just another beautiful park to add to the whole roster of things as well. We also want to tell seniors that the town's housing authority waitlist for senior and disabled housing opened just a couple of weeks ago. There was a waiting list for the Manhasset Valley Residence and Magnolia Gardens, which are both in North Hempstead. So now you can call and get, you know, on the list. The program is only available for individuals age 62 and older. And also, if you have some kind of disability and receive SSI or SSD, you could also apply for this, too, which is huge. I mean, we get, you know, housing is definitely a major concern.
Oh, yeah.
We're always getting calls for project independence, and we're always trying to facilitate, you know, finding people homes. And affordable homes, really, is the
finding
key
home, you can find a home.
Right, is really the
being
key
able
word
to afford
this whole
it.
Thing.
And, you know, this one is, if you think you fall into the category, it's worth the phone call.
Yeah.
There's levels of disability. There's levels of everything.
Yep.
But the important thing is call, and guess what? You may be the old person who qualifies, and why not, you know, get the benefit?
And, you know, and even if you don't, which I think is great about, you know, calling 311 and stuff, and you know, being connected to, if you are a senior, being connected to Project Independence, because, you know, we're gonna try and facilitate and help you and let, you know, a lot of our social workers know certain things that are available or open, you know, that might be reasonable. And so, you know, we're just there to kind of help and get you stable. So please call 311 and we can connect you to any department that, you know, might be needed.
I mean, I think you're saying that so correctly. It's, if you call 311 with your concern, with your question, then one, it's going to go to, say, Christina, and you have an immediate department to send it to, or two, you say, this is a new one for us. Guess what? We're going to look into it and find a partner, find an answer, and come up with something. So it's the most important call you can ever make. It really is, because you never get a no.
Right.
You know, we'll figure out something, which is what Judy Bosworth's mandate is for seniors. Something needs to be done, and we'll find out. And then it might become a program.
Right.
For you, it might just be an individual event that we'll help you with. And then next year, all of a sudden, you'll be reading about it. And this is how things happen.
It is. It's really true. You know, and that's what's great, you know, about when you are, you know, connected to the, you know, our program, because we are, you know, sometimes something might be a county kind of round thing. We can connect you to the right person in the county that you might need to talk to for certain things. But it's really, and that's what I always want to stress and give a shout out to the 311 call center, because that really just ties all these pieces together. And the people over there do really such amazing, amazing work and help, you know, connect all residents to different departments and streamline the process. And it's just, you know, you're accountable. You know, you can call back and say, you know, I called in on, you know, July 4th at 12 o'clock, and they could look you up and say, okay, yes, what your request is here, you know, and, you know, where it is in the process. So I think it's just a wonderful thing that North Hempstead has.
Right. Oh, yeah, everything's recorded, so you're not, you know, we know.
Well, that's what, you know, and I always have to laugh about that, too, because it always takes me back to our previous supervisor, John Kamen. always said, you know, like, listen, you can come into my office and I can write on a post-it note. And I have 50, by the end of the day, there's 10,000 post-it notes on my desk. And, you know, there's no accountability there. You know, this way you're calling 311, your call is being logged, and all your requests are. So you can have a whole history of right. all the times you've ever, you know, called and stuff. So it really just is efficient and keeps everyone accountable. And
yeah, that's the great thing. It really is. So. Yeah, because some people say, I didn't get an answer. You will yeah. always get an answer.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, there's timers on things, you know, so it's really... Really, you know, has to be a strict process, and everyone I know, project independence is one of the best departments on closing and responding to their SRs. No bias here, but it's really wonderful, and I encourage everyone to call.
So, terrific.
311.
You got
869-6311.
40 seconds.
Oh, 40 seconds. I don't. You know, just a great show. I am exhausted from all these events, Sean. I don't know how you do this. Every week, but it was a pleasure filling in, and you know, we hope Sabina is doing okay out there. And
yeah, Sabina wasn't feeling well yeah. this morning, which is fine. I don't mean it's yeah. fine. It's fine that she didn't yeah. make it. It's more important that she does stay home, which is the main thing.
And it was great. So everyone, check out the Friday night concert today.
Absolutely, and call 311 more specifically for the Incubator conference on Tuesday
yes,
morning, because
right.
that's right around the corner.
No,
so if it is something
know, right?
you have an interest
sure
in, the rest of the stuff's going to be going on for the course of the summer. That's going to be, the Lieutenant Governor is going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning in Great Neck,
oh, great.
And she'll be out of there by 9 for her next visit. So that's basically it. That's okay. our show. Christina, thank you so much for being co-host.
Yes, have a good weekend, everyone.
And ahead of this one. And that's it. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. And also, I haven't seen Chris in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to say a very sincere thank you to Chris for being back with us. Not that Dan wasn't good.
Yeah.
That's another whole show. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye-bye.